Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. Where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you have tuned in to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to go over our needs and wants on tonight. What I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper and get something to write with as well, because we're going to go over our needs and wants. We're not going to go over it. We're going to actually begin to process our needs and wants. You know, we serve, and first of all, I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and each and every one of you for tuning in. But we serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. God continues to work miracles. He continues to do great things in our lives. He continues to help us each and every day, and God continues to remind us to be like the birds. And God says, you know, with the birds, they fly each and every day, and they have not a care in the world. And God says, I want you to bring all your burdens to me. That's what God is for. When you're going through things, when you're going through storms, that is what God is for. And he's for you to build a relationship with him, because with God we can do everything. Without God we can do nothing, and we are nothing. So I'm just excited to be able to share this moment with you on tonight. And we're going to bring some very special guests, and we're going to also be on a couple of outlets, different radio show outlets. And so what I want to do first is start by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, oh, hey, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask that you continue to bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for each and every person who's on the line. And we thank you for those who will listen later. We ask that you continue to bless us and take care of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Now, I want to mention something quickly here. We have many people on the line on tonight. Now, this is a time where you have time to meditate and reflect on the things that you want and need from God. We can get out a sheet of paper and something to write with. But when we have guests who come on, who we interview, or guests which, you know, if they ask a question or if they want feedback, then it's okay. It's okay to provide feedback. I know that some of the phones are on mute and things like that, but when you speak, we can hear you. So feel free to chime in and talk. As I said before, this is our meditation phase, but I want you to feel free moving forward in the future, chime in on conversations, because we had a great conversation when we had Mr. David Lee and others. And I know a lot of you like to listen, but it's also good to utilize that communication piece. Amen? Amen. So that we know that you're there, and so that we can have conversation and learn from each other. All right, so get out a sheet of paper. And what we're going to do is we're going to actually write down our needs and wants. I'm going to take you through the activity of our needs and wants as I get the music started. And I want to welcome each and every one of you back to our needs and wants. We're going to get on schedule. So I'm going to give you time to get something to write with, something to write on. Okay? Something to write with and something to write on. Give you another, like, 30 seconds or so. Okay. All right. So in our first quadrant, we always have the addition sign in our first quadrant. This particular quadrant, okay, let me go back. Let me start over. Okay, draw the cross. Draw the cross. A line straight up and a line going across. Draw the cross. The cross that Jesus hung and died on. Draw that cross. Amen. So that means we're serious. Draw that cross. All right. Now, the first quadrant, the first box to your left, we're going to put a plus sign. A plus sign. Just put a plus sign, and I'll tell you what it means as soon as we get everything on paper. Put a plus sign. I hear people looking for paper and things of that nature. Put a plus sign. Put a plus sign. Okay. All right. In the next box, the next box, after you put a plus sign, I want you to put, remember we said instead of subtracting things, we have the plus sign, and instead of subtracting things out of our lives, we're going to talk about this particular box has turned into something that we call value added, and we're going to talk about value added. VA, value added. Okay? That's the second box. So you have a plus sign, then value added. Okay? Then under the plus sign box, what you want to put is balance. The word balance. Or you can just write a B. Put the word balance. Okay? Next to balance, I want you to put, okay, put a prayer, okay? And then at the bottom of that, I want you to put dreams. God is saying put mission, okay? Accomplished. In the middle, I want you to put victory, and God is going to explain that to us. Put victory. So you have the add sign, you have the value added, then you have balance under there, under the add sign. Then next door to that, you have prayer, and you have dreams at the bottom. All right. Is I want you to listen very closely about what this means, okay? All right. What this means when we talk about add, okay? You want to add things within your life that's going to add value. Now, I know next door to add is value added, okay? But listen to me closely, okay? When you put add, when you add something to your life, that is something that you want. Add it to your life, your wants and needs, or something that needs to be added to a family member's life or a friend's life. Put those particular things of what you want added. Okay? Now, when we talk about value added, okay, value added is different than added, because value added means that you have a particular gift. But with that particular gift, okay, of value added, you want to, you're asking God to increase the value of it. God is speaking about ministry, speaking about the gift of the gift that you have with writing, the gift that you have with teach, you have with leadership, the gift that you have of mission work, whatever gift that you have, you ask God to add his value on it. Okay? You ask God to add his value on it, not yours, but his value. All right? Then when we go to balance, we talked about the balance beam. Okay? With the balance beam, we talked about how do you balance your life, how do you balance your family and your careers, and how do you balance that relationship with God, right? How do you do that? And so you're going to have to think about those things that we need balance, you know, balance within our lives. What are those particular things that we need balance with? And so with that particular balance, you want to make sure that you place those things on there. All right? It's kind of like you draw a balance beam. And when you draw that balance beam, then you have to understand and realize that these are the things that you want balanced. Okay? Now, when we talk about prayer, all right, what are the things or the power of prayer? Put power, because God put prayer. The power of prayer, what is it? Do you need healing? What is it that you are seeking? What is it that you need? What is it that your family need? What is it that your colleagues need? And you want God to put his power on, because when God puts his power on it, then you have to understand and recognize that anything that happens and occurs, when God puts his power on it, you're victorious. That's why God, okay, thank you, Jesus. That's why God has that victory there. He says, anytime you pray unto me and you put the power of God in that prayer, you have the victory automatically. Why? Because no one can beat God. God talks about Goliath. Amen. Praise God. The prayer, the power of prayer. Amen. If you have a headache, put the power of prayer on your headache. You have a neck pain, put the power of prayer on your neck pain. And we talk about dreams and missions. What are your dreams and what are your missions? You know, we talk about, I know that you don't know all of your family's dreams. I know that you don't know your neighbor's dreams, your coworker's dreams, the people you talk to. I know you don't know their dreams, some of them. And when I talk about dreams, I talk about those things that you want to come to pass. And so when we do this particular activity and we speak about dreams and mission, what mission are you on? Each and every day when you wake up, what is your purpose for being where you are? What is your purpose? What is your purpose on earth? And so if your purpose is to create a kingdom that glorifies God, what are you doing every day? Are you working towards that? You need to think about that. That's very personal on dreams, missions, and accomplishments, because, you know, and if you know something, if you have a child, for instance, so if you want to be a doctor, then you need to start buying your child those type books, scientific books, problem-solving books, and things of that nature. And so what are you doing? We always have to have a purpose, and we always have to know where to look and where to go for that particular purpose and that particular plan, okay? So what do we want added, okay? Those things that you may think of, we talked about this with dreams as well when we spoke to Mr. Craig Webb. Okay. What are those things that you want to attract in your life? What are those magnets that you want to attract in your life? Okay. What are those things that you already have, God says, and you want God to add value? And believe me, God will add value. When we talk about speaking and things of that nature, or we talk about different things, whether you're a fitness instructor or whatever, we want God to add value on that. But God's value, where God gets the glory, God receives the glory. Then we talk about balance, the balance beam. You know, we're on the balance beam and somebody jumps off. Somebody goes over the edge. Somebody lies on you. Somebody does something. You know, we talk about all these things that's happening to our babies. You know, that's we had a balance, but now people are jumping off the balance beams. That means that they're not coming down slowly. They're losing it, and they're just jumping off the balance beam. And so, boom, the economy falls. Boom, something falls in your life. Boom, somebody commits suicide. Boom, somebody's stressed out. So this balance, that's the type of balance we're talking about, okay? Then we talk about the prayer. I told you about that and the dreams, okay? So let me give you an example of value. Let me give you an example of each before we get started. All right. For instance, the plus sign, okay? When we look at the plus sign, I would like to be able to connect with more ministries, okay? And the reason why I would like to be able to connect with more ministries is because I feel like, and some music is about to come on, I feel like in connecting with more ministries, we're able to collaborate, we're able to have Bible study, we're able to grow stronger in Christ together. And so that's why I would like to add more ministries to what I already have, okay? That's an example. Your example may be that you want to add more individuals who are event planners, okay? And the reason why is because you have different individuals with certain talents and gifts. Value added, okay? One of the things for value added is that as a fitness consultant, as far as dietary things and as far as writing down different exercise plans for individuals, the value added that I want on that is to be able for people to see more results. I want it to be more result-driven where we can look at from the first week all the way to the third month or something like that, and I want to see a significant decrease and an increase in dietary wellness. Okay, we look at balance. Balance is always important. When you're dealing with business partnerships, relationships, when you're dealing with any type of thing like that, so an example may be in my business, I want to be able to balance my budget, or in my nonprofit organization, I want my budget to be balanced, but I also want to bring in quality people. I also want to bring in quality products. I also want to bring in quality things that will help individuals and become better people. So that's what we talk about when we talk about balance. How do you balance these things? Talk about prayer and power. What is that thing? What is that storm that you're going through? What is that storm that you came from? What is that storm you're going into? What's going on? Do you have someone who's sick in the hospital? Do you have someone who needs healing? Do you have someone who needs deliverance? Are we praying for you? Those particular things, one of the things that we talk about, the example of the power of prayer, is that our youth become safer in their homes, in schools, in the communities. And we're going to put the power of God on that particular prayer, and we know that we're going to come out, what, victorious. Amen. Praise God. Then the dreams and the missions and the accomplishments. When we talk about dreams, and I want to be very clear about this, I'm going to give an example. I'm not going to give one of my dreams. God says hold off on that dream because, you know, that's between God and I. But one of your dreams could be that you want to one day establish a particular, for instance, I was about to say government. No. You want to establish an organization that fosters individuals who have been disenfranchised. These individuals have been cast out. And because of that, they have nowhere to go. So you may want to implement programs. We talked about this, my $1 million group, my $2 million group, my three, and some of y'all, my four. My goodness. We talked about this. That may be some of your dreams. All right. I want you to think about that as we're writing because I have to tell you something else that God has shown me. All right? Okay. All right. So here we go. Get ready to write. Get in your position, whatever that is. And I'm going to turn up the music, and we're going to write. All right. Here we go. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. All right. So with these different areas, we looked at what was we going to add. What are those things that we want to add into our lives? Think about your family and your friends, and that's what we thought about. We named specific people. And, you know, I've been, the past few months, I've been visiting different places, and I've witnessed the miracles of God. You know, I always believe that God is able to do anything. God is like my Superman. He's my hero. He's my champion. And so when anything I feel is insurmountable, too hard, I always go to God. And when anything seems too easy, I go to God too. But God has continued to prove himself over and over and over again on a daily basis, for the simple fact that not only has he done things in my life and my family's life and preserving people, and he's doing things that is unexplainable. And God already made the promise. He says, I'm always going to take care of my children. And he gave an analogy. God says, I'm not, when God does things for you, God says, I do this because of my love for you. And I want you to reciprocate that to the people. Do it because of your love for the people, and I will reward you abundantly. And so with that promise from God, and knowing that God always, always, always is a champion of mine, when I win victories, I thank God, because it's not about me. It's not even me. It's God. And so those additions to your life, I pray that God give you those additions, whatever it is, healing, careers, entrepreneurship, connections, ministries, whatever it is, I ask that God add it to your life. And whatever value you already have, I ask that God increase it through his will, where we will be able to help people more, and God will receive the glory. And any way God blesses us, we're satisfied. Because the way God blesses us, nobody can bless us like that. Then we talk about the balance. We talk about our ministries and our families and our careers and our wisdom and all of those things. You ask God to reign all over those things. And you ask that God continue to shower his balance upon us. I see rain. And what that means is that whatever we've planted, our seeds are receiving nourishment and they're going to grow. Then we talk about the prayer, the power of prayer. And y'all, I know for a fact that God can work miracles. I know that God can turn tables. I know that God can do anything. And so my prayer has always been for the youth. My prayer has always been for my family. My prayer has always been for the people I know and myself as well, that anything that's not like God, anything that causes chaos, anything that causes things that's not like God, I ask God to put his power on. And God says, you know you already won when I put my power. He said, you got to go through some things. Let me explain to you about this part, because a lot of you are saying, I'm already in a storm. Some of you are saying, I know I'm going to a storm. But let me tell you about the power of prayer and the victory that comes after. God says you have to go through some things to get to some things. Amen. And so when you go through, you understand that God is keeping you, and you begin to trust God even more. And with that trust, God blesses you to take spiritual risks. There's a difference between taking a risk and taking a spiritual risk. When you take a spiritual risk, God says, I'm with you. When you take your own risk, you're by yourself. That's the thing, own. I'm taking my own risk. But when you say, Lord, I'm taking a spiritual risk, I'm stepping out on what? Faith. God says he ordered your steps. Did you hear what I said? I said, when you take a spiritual walk, when you take a spiritual step, I said, the Lord does what? And you say, Lord, I'm stepping out on faith. The Lord gives you. He's showing me those stairs. He says, your steps are ordered. But when you take your own risk, amen, God says, when you take your own risk, then you're on your own. Always take a spiritual risk, right? Always take a spiritual risk, amen. Your dreams. Your dreams are not just something, we talked about this, where you sleep and you wake up and say, oh, I had a dream. You know, that dream manifests by you speaking it and by you living it on a daily basis. You should have a purpose when you get up. What is your purpose? Amen. You should have a purpose every time you get up and work toward that purpose. That's how it is. And so in looking at all this, we have the victory. God says you automatically win when we put the power of prayer. It doesn't mean that you're not going to go through some things. It doesn't mean that you're not going to experience some things, but God says you always had a victory because of his power. And so God is able to change our hearts and our minds, and he's able to change things that's not right. And you have to go through it. You're going to be angry, man. Go through it. Be a soldier. Amen. But be a soldier in God and continue to take those spiritual risk, because God says he will order your steps. Do you hear what I'm saying? He said he will order your steps. All right? And I want to appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. We have many new ministries who have joined, and I'm posting some of the ministries that I'm going to highlight on my page. I've already highlighted some, but I'm posting them. And also, with that particular post, I'm also going to be posting some things, my email address and things of that nature, where you can contact me. And you can, if you're a writer, actress, singer, anyone of that nature, I have some event planners. And event planners are sending me information as well, where we can connect. Amen. Amen. God is getting ready to do some great things. I've been praying about some things, and God has shown me some things that I'm going to add to my life spiritually. And so keep praying, keep believing. I want you to write down this number. Write down, just write down 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million, 7 million, 8 million, Lord Jesus, 9 million, 10 million. All right? 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million, 7 million, 8 million, 9 million, 10 million. Listen to me. On the 1 million, I want you to write on the side, God. 2 million, I want you to write God. 3 million, I want you to write God. 4 million, I want you to write God. 5 million, I want you to write God. 6 million, I want you to write God. 7 million, I want you to write God. 8 million, I want you to write God. 9 million, I want you to write God. 10 million, I want you to write God. Now, you see this, right? See the pattern? 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. No matter how much we accomplish, right? God is always the source. Now, this is the part that you need to listen closely to. I want you to write down the word harvest as God is speaking. Write down the word harvest. Okay? Write down the word service. Write down the word tribulation. Write down the word. God says, write down the word faithful. Write down the word kind. Write down the word love. Look at these numbers. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million, 7 million, 8 million, 9 million, 10 million. They all come from God. Okay? God says the workers, the labor, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I want you to look at those numbers. And it's getting real close, y'all. Some things are getting ready to happen. And some of the things in your life is going to be valued at this much. Some of you will receive this much. Some of you will lose this much. okay? That's the scary part. Whoa. So I know who some of my audience is. Now, some of you will receive this much, some of you will lose this much. Talk about the harvest. Continue to work. God says continue to work for God. When you work for the devil, evil deeds, whatever you do, God says that equals zero. That takes away from what you have. All right? When you work for God, God says you continue to build. Okay? I was talking to a gospel artist who is very much so attuned to God. This person is a legend. This person is well known. And I was holding a conversation, and what I really admired about this person was this person told me, you know, I do everything for God, and I always pray to God before I make a decision to minister or whatever I'm going to do anywhere. And with that, God says, the kingdom is yours, but you got to work. You have to work, not only by harvesting, by working for God and doing what thus says the Lord, and we talk about ministers, we're going to talk about this in just a minute, but you also have to serve. What does service mean? It doesn't mean just serving in your church. Mission work, going out to different places outside the church. The church is, yes, the church is your heart, yes, but the place of gathering, okay, going outside the place of gathering and reaching out to the community. I was talking today, we were talking about having a chili meal. That's part of service. That's part of doing what God has asked us to do. Then we talk about tribulations. God says, what are those things? You've been through some things, and you're tired. Along the way, some of you kind of lost your faith. Build back up your faith. All of this can be yours, and this right here is not to entice anyone. It's to show you how powerful God is. God says your circumstance can change just like that. He said you can think you won, and then the next second, boom, it's off. He said you can think that you have 1 million, and the next second you have zero. He said 1 minute you can have zero, and the next minute you can have 1 million. He says 1 minute you could be sick, and the next minute you could be well. That's how God works. He says you go through some things to get to some things, tribulation, right? Then you talk about being faithful. God is faithful unto us, but we have to be faithful unto God. That's what God is talking about. He says when you go through things, he says don't let your faith waver. Don't lose your value of faith. He says we have to be faithful unto God. What does that mean? Reading your Bible, getting up every morning, thanking God for blessing you to wake up this morning, starting you on your way, giving you a reasonable proportion of your health and strength. All those good things. Then he said be kind. He says, you know, you're going to meet some people along the way. He says you're going to meet some people who are very wealthy. You're going to meet some people who are middle class. You're going to meet some people who are still making it. And that's for everybody. He says, but one kind deed can increase your life by 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million, 7 million, 8 million, 9 million, 10 million. Why are we talking about this? Because in the land, God says, he is the source of everything. And when God knows, when we prove ourselves to God, we don't have to prove ourselves to God because God already knows, but when God knows that we're able to handle what we have, God will start giving us these particular things. Amen? Then we talk about love. Now faith, hope, and love. Out of these three, the greatest is love. Love you one another as I have loved you. That's all God is asking. If you can help somebody, help somebody. If you can say a kind word, say a kind word. Amen? Amen. But we talk about this, and it's on my heart and it's on my mind. Ministers, this is for you. God says utilize every dime that comes within the house of worship in the way that God intended it, and you will see an increase. You will see windows begin to open. But if we continue to utilize, and this is we're talking about churches, organizations, if we continue to utilize things in a way that God did not intend for us to utilize it, God will begin to subtract. God talks about the fall of the millions, the fall of the billions. It's not because of lack of interest or anything. because of. God says there are certain things that we're missing. There are people. And I have to say it, and it's not going to be popular, but I have to be obedient to God because it's on me now. But we have, all over this land, billion-dollar churches, million-dollar churches, and the areas around are impoverished. And what I mean by that, I don't mean just like impoverished. I mean that there are people who could utilize those particular things, right? And so we need to reach out. For instance, have a chili meal. You know, toys for tots. You know, figure out what's going on in the community around you. That's always been something that I've wrestled with. When I go visit, I'm going to several, when I go visit, $1 million around in areas that are in poverty. They could use some of the resources. We need to do that. God blesses you to help someone, help someone. But at the same time, God says that when we talk about organizations and churches and things of that nature, it's not going to get better until the shepherds understand how to utilize what God has given. Amen? What it's really intended for. God says, think about the fish and two loaves of bread. God says he can take a little and make it a lot. And so I'm praying right now for whatever you want God to increase in your life. Look at those numbers and circle it. Look at those numbers. Now, there are some individuals who are already orchestrated under these realms, but I want you to circle it. And I want you to begin to look at these things that God is talking about. You notice that all of these things are associated. They're connected to God. They're things that are in the Bible. Love is in the Bible. Being kind, being faithful, tribulations, service is in the Bible, harvest. All these things in the Bible, read about it. God will give you the increase. We only begin to decrease when we fail to recognize what God would have us to do. And so begin to think about those particular things and begin to do the will of God and work in the way of God in a way in which you can be blessed. You know, we go over these activities, the adding and the balance, and those things that, you know, we want to God's power to be over, all of those things. And with that, you have to make sure that we're aligned to God. God says once you take a spiritual risk, you say, Lord, I'm stepping out on faith. He will order our steps. That's how it is. Amen? But we have to continue to do the will and the work of God. Continue to be about the business of God. Amen? Amen. And so whatever it is that you're searching for, whatever it is that you need, you have to continue to trust God. Continue to ask God. Amen? Amen. Because God can do everything. All right? All right. So I have a few announcements. Be sure. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, actors, promoters, managers, anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Alfreda Love at Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel Love, or you can catch me on LinkedIn at Alfreda Love, or you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. When you do, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We are still working on the workshop, I Am Somebody, we see many different instances where youth are taking their lives and doing things, and you hear about different individuals reaching out and all that. But God has given me something a little bit different, something that's unique. This is not just a workshop just to have a workshop or just to win notary. This is something that God has asked me to do, and I'm going to do it, just like this radio is something God has asked me to do, and I'm going to do it. But with this particular subject, we work on, we talk about the trends in the world, and we talk about how the importance of your shoes would not get you into an Ivy College. On the application, where does it say what type of shoes you wear? On an application for college, where does it say what type of car you drive? Okay, so we focus on the cognition. We focus on the mind. We focus on building self-esteem, building individuals up, building youth up. And we see the tendency from the age 10 to 13, because that's the age that's very, very fragile, because that's the age where you want to really fit in. They want to fit in like a puzzle. And if they're not part of that puzzle, then they become outcasts, and that's how we get all of these things that happens within schools and organizations and things of that nature. And so we want everybody, we know that everybody would not fit perfectly into the puzzle. But if you're unique, and everybody's supposed to be unique anyways, then what we do know is that when you're unique, you learn to create things that fit within your realm. Once you, and that's part of the curriculum, once you're able to fit within your realm, then your feelers, right, automatically attract those who are unique like you. You don't have to fit into a puzzle. You don't have to be like everybody else. Matter of fact, God created us all different. Even twins are different, although they're very identical. There's a distinct measure that makes identical twins noticeably indifferent, right? And so God is saying, you don't have to be, baby. You're 10 years old. You don't have to be in this puzzle. There are other situations, there are other places where you can fit. Matter of fact, God says you can create your own. And so that's the type of curriculum that we're bringing. That's what God gave me, and God prescribed it. And I'm going to simplify it, but God prescribed it. And he says, you're opening up something that is going to be grand, he says, because everybody wants to fit into the puzzle. Every single person, everybody wants to have a piece of the puzzle. Everybody wants to fit in the puzzle. But God says, I did not call everybody to fit in the puzzle. That includes kids too. He says, some of you are going to be entrepreneurs. Some of you are going to be lawyers. Did you know that? You know, the reason why some people are so different is because they're not going to be like the mainstream. They're going to be the 5% who are rocket science. They're going to be the 5% who's in psychology or physics. They're going to be those. So they're not going to fit in. And so what they don't understand, oh, I don't fit in. You're 10 years old, honey. You have a whole world ahead of you. Okay? You may not fit in here, right? But you can create your own because you're unique. And so what we want to do is tap into the uniqueness. That's the whole purpose, tap into the uniqueness of these youth because they are unique. And so I'm looking for individuals who are interested or who have youth. Email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Organizations, schools, businesses, if you have youth, because I want to connect with you. Ministries as well. We talk about the ministry. We want to have a conference. We want to have some conferences. So if you're a conference speaker, ministry, I've already connected to some ministries. In addition to that, if, you know, like I said, gospel artists, writers, promoters, you know, I have many different event planners. So with this, send me your information. It's emonya_love@yahoo.com. And I will be more than happy to connect you. Now then, more information. Be sure to check out the AfritaLoveShow.com, because I'm going to be adding many more things. If you're looking for a gospel artist, or if you're looking for someone to speak, if you're looking for an actress, actors, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you also need advertising, advertising your music, advertising many other things, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right? I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. God is getting ready to do some great and wonderful things within our lives. I know that we serve a true and a living God, and I know that God is able, and he will not fail. We want to congratulate Sister Angela Blair. Angela Blair is out of Dallas, Texas. She has been featured on BET, and she won the Lead Actress Award from a play entitled The Musical. Amen. Praise God. Angela Blair is in Dallas, Texas. She was one of the artists whom I brought to the Waco, Texas area for a conference that I had. And so, Sister Angela Blair. So be sure to check her out as well. We have some ministries that we're going to ask that you check out. And also check out Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. We're going to be playing her music as well. And so if you're looking for gospel artists, just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Now, I'm going to make a schedule and get back on track. And I've said that about two or three times, but we're in the process of formulating the ministry for the week. And then also we're going to be on another platform on Sundays. And so I want to make sure that I have the schedule correct before I post it, all right? In addition to that, once again, in order to connect with me, it's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, LinkedIn, Afridi Love, or Facebook, Dr. Afridi Emonya Love. I've connected with several different ministries today. Matter of fact, there is one ministry on today. I just received the book. Amen. So I'm going to begin reading that as well. Also, check out A Spiritual Guide on the Go from bookworld.com. Spiritual Guide on the Go from bookworld.com. BOOKWHIRL.com. BOOKWHIRL.com. Amen. Amen. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in. Thank you so much. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is yours, Dr. Arita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.